Buongiorno bella gente and welcome to this English recap about Italian author and novelist Giovanni Verga. So, just some pieces of information about his life. He was born in Sicily, precisely in Vizzini near Catania in 1840 in an aristocrat family. So, he was a liberal, but he never became a progressive man. He studied law, but was not so interested in that kind of career. In fact, he always tried to earn from his own job related to writing, and he became a political journalist. He lived in Florence, in Milan, but at a certain point of his life, he came back to Sicily, where he grew his nephews and nieces because his brother was dead. So he adopted his children. And more or less, he was a man of the 19th century. But we can say that he is the main exponent of that literary movement that in Italy is called Verismo, and that is similar to French realism, but with some peculiar differences. He became the main exponent because his way of writing was very different from the tradition, and because his language was very harsh and simple, because he wanted to use the words of the people he was describing, that means of simple people. He had this project. He wanted to write 5 novels about different social levels and classes, and described the life of the human beings from the poorest to the richest. But he didn't finish this project. We just have few pages of the Duchess of Leyra that should have been the story of a duchess, so of a rich woman, but he didn't finish it. On the contrary, the first novels were very successful, not at the first time, but after critics and public understood him. And so his novels, such as I Malavoglia and Mastro Don Gesualdo, and a lot of short stories that in Italy we call novelle, that are very, very beautiful and that revolve about the life of peasant or fishermen or workers. His writing was very different from the other kind of writing of his contemporaries, because he had, studied the classic culture, but he was really passionate. He was keen on French literature, such as Dumas, and he liked very much adventure stories. So he was not so intertwined with the classical Italian language. And in this way, he succeeded in inventing a new way of writing and a new Italian that, in my opinion, today is more modern than other novels of the 19th century in Italy, because it was a simple language. But inside this language, he put a lot of local words, dialect words, and a lot of idioms that were peculiar of the Sicilian society of that time. In that period in Italy, he was not the only writer that we can identify as a verista, a verist, but there were other writers such as Luigi Capuana or Grazia Deledda or Federico de Roberto, Salvatore di Giacomo, and all these writers were always from South Italy because the society was very different from the north and the south of Italy, and this maybe is still true. And so this kind of movement contributed to create a more modern Italian as a language. But let's start from the fact that Italian Verismo is similar but has also got a lot of differences with French realism. And I would like to give you just some pieces of information about these differences. In fact, the way of writing of the Verismo is not only simple, but Verga wanted to dissolve himself. He wanted not to appear, he wanted to disappear into the story. You have not a narrator that expresses and says his own opinion, but he disappears and the story goes on spontaneously, as it was written by itself. And this is a way of thinking about the novel that is similar to the French realism. But the aim and the point where the novel goes is very different, because naturalism, it's impersonal, it's detached from the subject that is telling about, but this subjectivity is almost a sociological analysis. While in Verismo, the impersonality, it's just a formal way for the author to hide and testify reality without the filter of his own judgment. So it's never a cold analysis as a scientific one, but it tries to be a human document, a human testament. The places of the novels are different because Zola, for instance, sets all his novels in the great city and among workers, among the factories. While in Italian Verismo, you will have, as I said before, only fishermen, peasants, workers of mines, okay, and in a very rural world and not modern world, a world really connected with ancient traditions, with ancient way of life. And this is the way in which Verga expressed himself, because, as I said before, he was liberal, but he was not progressive. He was really pessimistic, because he thought that technology will have not brought something good to the humankind, and that the only way to survive for poor people, for humble people, was to stay really attached to their environment, to their roots, to their families. So everyone, every character that dares to go out of the little town where he or she was born, most of the times does not find a beautiful fate, and so he loses, or she loses, him or herself. So the reality of the French novels is very dynamic. In Zola's world, you can find a lot of troubles for his protagonists, for his characters, but there is this dynamism, and in the end you can feel that something in the society is moving, is changing, and that there's hope, there's a possibility for these characters. While in Verga's novels, this is not possible, because the changes are not real, and because people only find death and apocalypse in Verga's novels. And in Italian, this is called l'ideale dell'ostrica, that in English we could translate as the oyster's ideal. It means that to survive, you have to be like the oyster, and you have to be attached to the rocks and do not go. You don't have to go into the wide sea because the other fish will eat you. And so happens into human society. So French naturalism, we can say that has got a hope, an optimistic view of what will happen of the future, while in the Italian verism, there's a pessimistic view. There is no trust into the progress. So the aim of the novel in France, for the French authors, is to talk about the flaws of the society, about what is not correct, is not good, and to try to improve and change the society. While in Italian verismo, our authors, yes, they tell about what is not good, about what is wrong, but they know that it is an illusion to believe that something can change in a positive way. But in my opinion, even if their languages and way to approach to the novel is totally different, maybe the novels by the verists had the same social impact as Dickens' ones in England, because the situation in Italy was very, very bad in the second part of the 19th century. But at the same time, as in England and as everywhere, I believe, the conditions of poor people, even if a little step by a little step, got a little improvement. So maybe it was not true that literature and novels could not help changing the society. Maybe something better happened. But Verga didn't know this. For people who studies Italian, I could say that these novels, in my opinion, can be read by students of Italian. Obviously, you have to have a level that should be at least B2. But if you really want to enjoy them, you can also read them in your mother tongue language, because I believe that these are very beautiful novels, and especially Verga's short stories are so touching. So I could start from Rosso Malpelo, that I would suggest you to read. There are a lot of beautiful short stories, such as Nedda or La Roba, but maybe start from Rosso Malpelo, that will surely make you cry. That is the story of a little boy that is very poor and that works in a mine. I cannot say so much about the plot. You know, I don't like to spoil the plots of the novels or short stories. But what I can say is that Rosso Malpelo is a guy that has got red hair, and that in Italian tradition of the South, but maybe, I don't know if also in Northern Italy, but surely in the South, people with red hair had a sort of discrimination, because there was this belief that they were mean. I don't know why people believed so, but they were discriminated. And Malpelo in Italy means mean hair, because you are very, very bad. And this little boy, at the end, becomes maybe mean with the subjects around him that are weaker than him, such as his donkey. And there are only few characters that express love towards him. And you really feel what is the solitude, the loneliness of this guy. And this is very, very moving, so I really suggest this short story. However, Verga's masterpiece is surely I Malavoglia. That is a choral novel in which you have a lot of characters, and that revolves around the story of this family that has this nickname Malavoglia, and that this family is the example of people that, being poor, have always got to manage with their work, with their job, with their house. They had a little boat to go fishing. But at a certain point, and peculiarly, this point is starting with one of the characters going to the military service. That was the new thing that they had to do for the new Italy, for the United Italy. And so this change in the family is also a mirror for the change of the society, because now Italy is a different country, okay? Because in the second half of the century we had the unification. And the main character is Padron Ntoni, that is the head of the family, and all his sons and daughters. When they start thinking that they can improve their economic situation, they can earn more money, they can become more dynamic, more modern, they really fail because maybe Verga wants to stress the fact that you do not have to lose your own tradition, your own roots. A great character of this novel is also a thing, not a person. That is the boat that is called La Providenza, that in English is the Providence. And it is an ironic way to tell to the reader that even the Providence, even God, cannot help the humankind. In fact, into Verga's novels, you cannot find the presence of God. There is no help for humankind, and this is very sad. Indeed, the other great novelist of the 19th century in Italy, and I'm referring to Alessandro Manzoni, told us about poor people, humble people, but these humble people had the help of God, of the Providence. This philosophy is not into Verga's work, so you really feel that the human beings are alone and have to manage themselves by themselves to survive into a harsh world. So I really suggest the Malavoglia. And the other important novel is Mastro Don Gesualdo. That is the story of this man and how he is also, how to say, in love with the goods, the material things, but this doesn't help him to be happy. To summarize, all Verga's characters would like to be happy as anyone in the world, but they don't succeed because they just can achieve a little bit of serenity, of peace, but only staying still without trying to change things. So Verga never finished this cycle of novels that he wanted to give the title Il Ciclo dei Vinti, that in English could be The Cycle of the Losers, and the title gives you the idea of what Verga wanted to say. And this Duchess of Leyra that I told you, we just have some pieces, was a rich woman, an aristocrat. But Verga wanted with this novel to say that you can be poor or rich, but you will always be unhappy. Allegria, we say in Italian. It's a philosophy. It's Verga's philosophy. We should also say that Verga has got this cosmic pessimism, a Leopardian, as Leopardi, pessimism. But his language, his writing is really the top. So if you want to know something about Italian literature of the 20th century, you have to read Verga, because in my opinion, Verga is the first novelist to introduce the language of the 20th century, a more modern language. And this is funny if you think about it, because he was not a progressive. Who was attached to the roots, to the past, but he invented, in my opinion, the new. He was one of the authors that invented the new Italian language, the modern Italian language. In fact, in the 20th century, a lot of writers, poets, I am thinking about Pasolini, but not only him, used the regional words, the dialect words, to write poems or novels. So, yes, it's funny, in my opinion, this thing. So, I hope that this little chat about Verga could be useful for you. I wanted to thank all the people that is writing, emailing me. I am very happy because it's always interesting to exchange opinions and views. So if you want to write to me, my email is mayawewe@yahoo.it. maiaueue@yahoo.it. And you can write what you want, just to chat or to give me some advice, to ask for some topic. If you want, please email me and just to chat. You can write in English or in Italian and I will answer. So bye bye and have a nice day.